This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to have Steve Pachinik as well as Jerome Corsi joining us in this hour to talk about what's going on. As I was saying in the last hour, we've got the neocons, the never-Trumpers, people like Bill Kristol and his publication Weekly Standard cheering as to what's going on, along with McCain, Lindsey Graham, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, ISIS, Al-Qaeda. They're all cheering what Donald Trump did. Erdogan, the European Union leaders. But then on the other side, we've got all the people that supported Donald Trump that put him in office. It's amazing to see what is happening. And it really does parallel the fight that we saw with Obamacare and the fact that we had and the aftermath of it. All of a sudden, when Kushner comes back from Aspen, where he distances himself and so that he doesn't take any responsibility for the failure of the Obamacare tweaks, it wasn't a repeal of Obamacare. It wasn't what we were promised we would see with Obamacare. Instead, what he does is he turns on the people who had supported Donald Trump, even when Paul Ryan threw him under the bus. And that rancor that Donald Trump had there was surprising enough. But then when he would say, we need to work with the Democrats to get this stuff done, you should have understood what was going on there. It's the West Wing Democrats, as Politico talks about it. It's Jared Kushner and Goldman Sachs. Lee Stranahan had a great editorial where he put through the connections of Goldman Sachs. And he essentially said, hey, it's the same globalism, just a different bank. We had Citibank, heavily connected to Barack Obama. Now we have Goldman Sachs. And he put it this way. He said, in a nutshell, weeks after meeting with Goldman Sachs CEO, the number one at Goldman Sachs, Lloyd Blankfein, at the Four Seasons in D.C., Jared Kushner, friendly Goldman alums, have been successfully maneuvered as Trump's top advisor. Steve Bannon is pushed off in the National Security Council. He said, Jared Kushner, it should be pointed out, has a well-documented history of donating to Democrats, including Hillary Clinton, Chuck Schumer, and Robert Mendez, Democrat of New Jersey. And so these are the people that are very happy about this new policy. These are the people who did not want to see Obamacare repealed. And then he takes a look at some of the ex-Goldman operators. And this is very important because this is one of the people, there's an article out from Axios saying that there may be a shakeup with the White House chief of staff. We might have Priebus and Bannon completely taken out. And they had four names that they put up there. One of the four names was this man, who is the friend of Jared Kushner, the number two, former number two guy at Goldman Sachs. He got an unprecedented payout, if you remember, of $285 million. They accelerated his bonuses. He was also the guy at Goldman who led the delegation to restructure Greek debt during financial crisis, as Lee Stranahan points out. And he has now brought in Drew Quinn, who was the lead negotiator of TPP. So even though Donald Trump campaigned on getting rid of TPP, and even though he did it as one of the very first things, as soon as Gary Cohen got involved there, he's now bringing in Quinn, the guy who was the architect of TPP. They're hoping they can stop any action on NAFTA. But that's not all. We have other people. We have Dina Habib Powell. She is married to a guy, Richard Powell, who is president at Clinton-linked Tenio. And remember, this was the organization that was talked about a great deal along with the Clinton Foundation. Even Washington Post talked about it as Bill Clinton, Inc. Okay, WikiLeaks emails showed this relationship between that corporation, Doug Bann, and the Clintons. And so that's her husband, who's the president there. Bill Clinton is and was an advisor there. They hired Huma Abedin. That was where she was doing the double dipping as she was working at the State Department, also working for this corporation that had close ties to Bill Clinton. Now, his wife has now been brought into the Trump administration by Gary Cohen and the Goldman Sachs people. She also worked for the second Bush administration. And her connections to Goldman Sachs and the Bushes are what we're looking at. This is what is happening, folks. The fact that we have people who were the architects of Obamacare, the architects of TPP, being brought in by Jared Kushner and Gary Cohen to completely shut down Donald Trump. And this is a concern, as we're talking about, his reliance on people who are experts and putting more reliance on the pragmatism from these experts than on principles that he campaigned for. We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to Dr. Steve Pachinik right now. Of course, Dr. Pachinik is an American psychiatrist, a former State Department official for 4 administrations. He certainly understands what's going on there. He's had 20 years experience with that. Of course, he's also a co-creator of the best-selling Tom Clancy Op Center and NetForce paperback series. And Dr. Pachinik, before the election, became very outspoken, and he would come on to our show very frequently, and we wouldn't have pictures of him, but he came out before the election saying, this is a coup against the globalists. And so, Dr. Pachinik, I want to ask you, is there a counter coup going on now in the White House? What do you make of all this?
Well, I think that's what is important to understand, David, is 2 elements in this. Number one, in order to refresh your memory and your audience's memory, I was involved with our military intelligence about 8-9 years ago, just before the Syrian civil war, when I literally went into Syria and Bashar Assad and his people interrogated me and then allowed me to travel all over the country for 18 days. What I came out of that was, and I reported this to my contacts in military intelligence, was a very simple point that Bashar Assad was not going to leave. And I had also worked against Hafez Assad, his father. So I understood very well that Hafez Assad, Bashar Assad, the all Alawite community, which is a minority community in Syria, would still dominate a predominantly Sunni country. What happened subsequently was that Assad was not very effective in handling what was really a water war. And the people from Homs and Hama came up, and they were Sunnis, and they protested the handling of the water, distribution of food subsequently. Anyway, what subsequently happened is that our intelligence community, through the CIA and other elements of the civilian part, created ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and you've talked about it. But the most important part was that our military understood very clearly what it was that I was saying and understood that there was no way we were going to be in the business of regime changing. Having said that, I understand a little bit about General McMaster and even General Mattis. And I think the important thing to remember in both these gentlemen and also the surrounding facts is that President Trump initiated this strike just at the moment when President Xi Jinping of China was literally at the doorstep of Mar-a-Lago. And he did this, and I think our military did it, for very important reasons. Number one, it was a very clear message to President Xi, more than to anybody else, more than Russia, more than the ISIS or anybody else, that, listen, you, President Xi, you were involved in violence during the Chinese Cultural Revolution. You don't like violence. We don't like violence. But if you have any question as to the resolve of a president, i.e. Trump, as opposed to Obama or anyone else, let me reassure you that I will order a strike against some base, air base, which is not as relevant as anybody thinks, and it will be done in your presence. I think President Xi Jinping was absolutely stunned by what he saw and what he realized. That message that was sent to President Xi Jinping was also translated to Prime Minister and President and CEO of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, who has been playing around with nuclear weapons as a way of creating some leverage for negotiation. Our only negotiation, quite frankly, is through China. China can and can literally suppress anything that North Korea wants to do. Our military does not want to go into North Korea. They don't want to do preemptive action. They don't want to go into a war in Syria. Our military does not want to follow the neocons, even though some neocons correctly came in, but they were thrown out. Thanks to Alex Jones, myself, and others. Elliot Abrams didn't come in. A whole bunch of others didn't come in. But when we're talking about our generals, McMaster, who wrote The Dereliction of Duty, we're talking about General Mattis. They understood very clearly that war is not the solution to what our problem is. What is a solution is what I call the kabuki of war. In other words, we will show you what we're capable of doing at the right time and the right place. So the Syrian so-called attack was really done not for Syria, not for Russia. All of them were cleared beforehand. Russia understood this would happen. Turkey was informed. Every country was informed. Saudi Arabia, Israel, even Syria, and Bashar Assad understood it. But the only people who were not informed was President Xi Jinping and Kim Jong-un. What this means now is that the matrix of negotiation with the president of China and North Korea has suddenly shifted to our advantage. For 20 to 30 years, I've been involved with North Korea, and quite frankly, it's been frustrating. I've been held back on my capability to do regime change because I knew exactly how to take down the North Koreans. The greatest fear China has, and has been a fear for the United States for the past 30 years, but has not been my fear, is the fact that we can literally destabilize the borders of North Korea. We can do it militarily. We can do it economically. We can do it politically. What Trump was doing and what the generals were doing was saying, look, we're not going to get into the business of attacking North Korea. We're not going to get into the business of destabilizing your borders. But if you don't change your behavior, we can assure you that we have the willpower to do whatever is necessary to inculcate and to execute whatever actions we need. So, in effect, this whole scenario was never really done for Syria or for the Middle East. We're not interested in the Middle East, quite frankly. We're pulling away from the Middle East, even though we're sending in some soldiers to finish up the work in Raqqa and Mosul. But for the most part, we're going to be shifting to the Asia, to southern China, which is what I wrote about 20 years ago, the Spratly Islands. So in some ways, David, you have to look back at this as a very clever way of the art of the deal. In other words, everybody was looking to Syria, where at the same time I was looking at Kim Jong-un and I was looking at President Xi Jinping. Now, President Xi Jinping is very smart. This is not a warlord. This is a gentleman who lost his father and by humiliation of Mao Zedong. He understands what fighting is. He understands what personally being beaten up means about. He understands that we can ruin the Chinese economy at will. He understands that we can destroy their water capacity. He understands that we can destroy the infrastructure. But he doesn't want this. On the other hand, the Chinese have maintained their Middle Kingdom complex, which means we can do no wrong in China, and you are the peasants, and you are the gaijin, or the foreigners, who have to come to us. What President Trump did was to turn the table around psychologically and said, you know what? Now let's negotiate. Now let me understand what you understood in terms of my action. And he did this in a scenario which is totally inappropriate for a war scenario, and that is at a beautiful banquet with the gorgeous women, with wine and all the accoutrements of the rich. But at the same time, the point was made, and President Xi Jinping understood it very quickly, as did all his generals, that this is not a time to play with this president or this country.
I understand. So, and I saw reports where the domestic Chinese press was talking about how the Chinese president was going to, and I forget, some Scandinavian country first, and talking about that, and then saying, oh, yeah, and then we're also going to the U.S. So they were downplaying the importance of the U.S. to make themselves look stronger. There's also the issue coming up that we had the Philippine president saying, on our Independence Day, I'm going to go plant the flag on one of the Spratly Islands to, so you got that type of thing there, that all the, what's going on in the South China Sea. But let me ask you this, Dr. Pachinik. We're talking about regime change, and it seems like Rex Tillerson put that back on the table when he said steps are underway to remove Assad. What do you make about that statement, that he has no future in Syria?
Well, number one, I don't know Mr. Tillerson. I know he was recommended by James Baker and Condoleezza Rice. I think Mr. Tillerson is smart enough to know that he has never been in the business of regime change. What he has been in is the business of business. So I think he kind of played out the orchestration of saying that we are, in fact, you know, really looking as if we're going to change the regime, but we're not in the business of regime change. There is no one here in this administration who has actually had regime change. I'm not part of it. I've known others who've been involved in regime change. This is not an administration that could literally go into regime change. And regime change does not mean that you can get into war and get rid of a Bashar Assad. It's just not going to happen. Number one, he controls about 60-70% of the country. He comes from an area that's called Latakia. And if you've been in that area, which I have been, not only the women are beautiful, but there are signs all over the place which says do not wear any scarves. And so Alawites are very secular, and he will remain there until there is some kind of tripartite or an agreement between Russia, Turkey, Iran, and ourselves to literally change the administration in Syria make it peaceful as much as we can, do reparations, and then Turkey, despite Erdogan's great boisterous voice.
Hang on, Dr. Pachinik, we have to take a break. Can you hang on with us and do another short segment right after the break?
Sure.
And we're going to continue to talk to Dr. Steve Pachinik, a man who has decades of experience with the State Department working for four administrations, giving us his breakdown. We'll be right back.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself, for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 5000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5000. Again, 5000.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we've been talking to Dr. Steve Pachinik. I want to go right back to him. Had some very interesting comments in the last segment, essentially pointing out that he saw this as a move to impress China about the seriousness of the North Korean situation as a power play there, that everyone was advised of this attack except for the Chinese. And this was a shock and awe demonstration for the Chinese. But I also want to pick up on something you said, Dr. Pechenik. You said that you've been to Syria, and the area that Assad is from is a very secular area. They have signs up for women not to wear veils and so forth. And, of course, that was one of the things that Nigel Farage was concerned about. He said, we have to understand that we don't want to strengthen the hand of ISIS that was created for regime change against a secular regime. Your comments on that, and your comments on what is happening within the White House, and this one segment that we've got from you. We saw the removal of General Flynn, who had been very outspoken about this creation of ISIS on the part of America's involvement in the creation of ISIS. And we've seen the diminution of Stephen Bannon in terms of National Security Council. Of course, they had a meeting yesterday. He was not on that. It's reported that he did attend, but Weekly Standard is bragging about the fact that it was unanimous that they all wanted to do the Syrian strike. So your comments about Syria, as well as what you see happening within the Trump White House. Is there a move in there? Yes.
Thank you, David. Number one, in Syria, there will be no regime change. When we announce a regime change, that means we can't do it. When I was involved in a regime change in the Soviet Union, they didn't know it was happening. It occurred over the Nixon-Reagan administration. We took them down very quietly. In terms of the White House, what's happening is General McMaster, whom actually I had funded him in the 90s, when he did ARMCAD for the Tom Clancy series, is a very serious scholar warrior. And he understood right away that Steve Bannon was not privy and not really capable of dealing with the issues of strategy and tactics, even though Steve has been in the Navy, and I have full respect for what he's done. The issue of national security was exceedingly important and had to belong sui generis to him. Another element that McMaster did, and it was not really covered, was that a lady named McFarland was thrown out as well. Now, I knew about her, although I didn't know her, from the Nixon administration. She was not a top-notch analyst. She was not that well regarded. And McMaster acted accordingly by getting her out and sending her to Singapore. So, in effect, what McMaster is doing is solidifying his base and bringing in professional operatives. The last person who has to be taken out is this gentleman named Ezra Cohn Watnick, a friend of Jared Kushner, who has no experience whatsoever, a Jewish guy who graduated from the University of Pennsylvania and is head of intelligence. That's just not acceptable. I have worked with and against the CIA, but I have full respect for the history of the CIA and our community of intelligence, 17 different units. But this man, Cohen, has no experience. Neither does Jared Kushner. And these individuals should not be involved in foreign affairs, let alone in domestic concerns. I know Jared Kushner and his building, 666 Fifth Avenue, is going bankrupt. So I think his time should be spent on mortgaging his buildings and not in the White House. That's my opinion. However, I am in full favor of what McMaster did. I'm in full favor in the fact that Bannon has to take a secondary role, control his narcissism. He knows that, as does Trump, and he will do that. But he has to focus in on exactly what his accomplishments are. We're still waiting for the $1 trillion infrastructure project. I was not impressed by the medical bills that came through. I was not impressed with any of the Republicans, including Rand Paul, because nobody had read the bill, and nobody understood what it was really about.
That's right. I think it would have been malpractice for the congressman to have voted for that. We've seen this happen too many times. We've seen several thousand pages of legislation sent to them for an up or down vote. It's being changed up to the last minute before it's being presented. And so just from that standpoint alone, they should have opposed this. And I guess that's one of the things that concerns us about this strike in Syria. You know, you mentioned Elliot Abrams and how they kept him out of the administration. Of course, he is saying that now we have a real president in President Trump because he did this. And he said this. He said he was willing to act alone without demanding UN Security Council meeting or a congressional vote. And I guess that's one of the things that concerns many of us, is the fact that this was, you know, the way that it appears, it looks looked like there was no evaluation of this. I understand what you're saying, that it was strictly for strategical reasons for the Chinese, but it's still something that I think needs to be addressed to people. How would you address that to Trump's disgruntled base? And we've got 20 seconds.
I'm trying to do it right now through the Alex Jones Show. What I'm saying is, let's see what happens. Basically, this is not an initiation to war. And the reason is very simple. I don't care what Elliot Abrams says. I know Elliot. I stopped him from coming in. I stopped John Bolton from coming in.
I wish we had more time. I've got to cut you off there. Thank you so much, Dr. Steve Pachinik. We're out of time. Thank you.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention homeowners, if you're buying a new home or refinancing your present one and you haven't locked in a low, low rate from Guaranteed Rate, don't miss out. Visit rate.com today. Interest rates are currently at the lowest you'll see this year, as the Fed has not one but two interest rate increases penciled in for 2017. So if you want to potentially save thousands of dollars, visit rate.com and lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate today. Type rate.com directly into your address bar to find and lock in the perfect loan for you at a low, low rate. You may be surprised by just how much money you could save. Don't wait for the Fed to raise rates again. Go to rate.com now to lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate. Don't wait. Go to rate.com today. Terms and conditions apply. Not all applicants will be approved for financing. Call 1-888-672-1234 for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. NMLS ID 2611. Go to rate.com today.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're just talking to Dr. Steve Pachinik, and we had to go to a hard break at the bottom of the hour just as he was ready to give us his take on Elliot Abrams. I talked about how Elliot Abrams and the neocons were dancing in the streets after what's happened. We got McCain, Schumer, Pelosi, all of them so happy, and Elliot Abrams was celebrating the fact that this happened without any consultation with the Congress, with the UN, or anybody else. Your comments to wrap this up, and then we're going to go to Dr. Jerome Corsi. Dr. Pachinik.
Basically, Elliot Abrams and John Bolton are sycophants. I've known them for four different administrations. They avoided the draft. They can't serve our military. Elliot Abrams comes from a left-wing Trotskyite family. John Bolton admitted he didn't want to go into war because he might be killed in the rice paddy. So I don't take them seriously. These are the sycophants of the whores of the neocons. They're not relevant. Neither is Hillary, neither is any of the Democrats. What is relevant is what you're beginning to see and not necessarily hear. And what Trump does is to put together the art of the deal. You have to go back to his book to understand that many things that he's going to do, he cannot explain it. He couldn't explain to the public that I'm going to strike Syria in order to impress China, in order for China to impress North Korea. I don't think most of the press would understand that. I think your audience would understand it. I think you understand it. I think Alex Jones would understand it. But if in any way he was a war hawk, I can assure you I'd be the first one out there, along with Alex, along with you, and along with the entire base. But at this particular point, we have an axiom in the intelligence community, which means that there are no accidents. When you see President Xi Jinping literally next to Trump and an airstrike occurs in Syria, it's not relevant to Syria. It's relevant to that president of China. Because China is our primary concern for the next 20 years. The Middle East, we're getting out of the Middle East. Thanks to the Elliot Abrams and the Hillary Clintons and the Obamas and the Bush Juniors, they got us into this mess. Trump will try to get us out of the mess. So will our military. Not necessarily our CIA, but our military will get us out of the mess and shift us to South China Sea. And that's what I'm telling the audience. If I'm wrong, I will be surprised, but I will say I was wrong. But at this point, I do not think I am wrong. I don't think what Trump did was in any way an act of war, as it was a symbol of a strike and the kabuki of war warning Asia that this could happen to you if you don't pay attention and you don't comply with some of the concerns that we have. North Korea is a far greater threat today than it was 20 years ago. And I've worked against the North Koreans. I worked against Kim Jong-un's grandfather, his father, and now him. And if I were given the full authority to take North Korea apart, our military knows what I was capable of doing. So do the Koreans. So do the Chinese. Actually, when I went to China a few years ago, they asked me, was I in China to take them down? I said, no. I'm not in the business right now, regime change. Of course, they knew that was a lie. I could easily work on the business of taking China down because there are issues of water, infrastructure, and communism, capitalism, a whole bunch of conflicting cultural issues which are easy to manipulate in this modern time. But for the present, pay attention to what is not being said and what the art of the deal was all about, and that's what Trump is now about. In terms of Kushner and the other people in the White House, that's almost secondary. That's not relevant. When you hear the noise, that's not where the bang is. The bang is where you don't hear the noise.
I understand. So you see this as art of the deal. This is a message to China, as far as you're concerned, and a very interesting perspective. Thank you so much for talking to us, Dr. Steve Pachinik. And, of course, people can find you at stevepachinik.com or also on Twitter at Steve Pachinik. Thank you so much for your views.
Thank you, David, and thank you for the audience.
Thank you. All right, I just got this political cartoon. Alex wanted me to show this on air and read this to the audience. It's a Ben Garrison cartoon, and he's got Rand Paul on one shoulder and the devil on the other. Of course, the Rand Paul is an angel and the devil is neocons. And Rand Paul is saying to Trump, don't do it. What will we get for bombing Syria besides more debt, a possible long-term conflict? The Constitution says you need congressional approval. On the other shoulder, we've got the neocon devils whispering into his ear, saying, bomb the blank out of him. Show him how tough you are. War makes us big money. Bill Kristol, Lindsey Graham, Hillary, CNN, the deep state will all love you. So that's the cartoon that we've got right there. I want to do a real quick review of the specials that we have. We're going to go to Dr. Jerome Corsi for his perspective on this. You know, we have our InfoWars newsletter that you can sign up for free. You can get that at InfoWars.com/newsletter. It's a great way for you to get in contact with us because increasingly we are seeing subtle levers being used to censor the media. And we don't know when the hammer is going to fall completely, but it is being tried out. They're continuing down this same path that they were playing with Hillary Clinton. That's what Roger Stone was talking about. We're disappointed that Trump hasn't moved more quickly, more decisively to shut down these levers of power that are being put in place to shut down the free press. Because if that goes away, Donald Trump will go away as well as the freedom movement. So if you want to get this information directly, you can get this for free by signing up at our newsletter, infowars.com/newsletter. Also, every day we have a special. Today's special is buy one, get one free of bubblegum toothpaste. That's our new Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste in the bubblegum flavor. And we've just gotten that back in stock at infowars.com. And those of you who are subscribers to the newsletter can get that buy one, get one free special. It's a great deal. Every day we have a new special. And this new toothpaste, we sold out very quickly of the original flavor. This is a sweeter taste. It tastes like bubble gum. We had a lot of people say we'd like to get something that is a little bit softer for the kids. But it still has the key ingredients in it, like iodine, nano silver, and it does not have fluoride. Instead, it has good halogens in it. So take a look at that. It's a great one of my favorite supplements that we have at InfoWars.com. And again, that is back in stock. We have iodine rather than the fluoride. And finally, Caveman is also now back in stock, and it is 33% off. Take a look at that at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to go to our Washington correspondent, Dr. Jerome Corsi. Again, you can find him on Twitter at Jerome_Corsi. And I wanted to get his take on what is happening with this strike in Syria, as well as his take on what is happening in the turf war, the civil war, or the regime change in the White House, if you wish to see it that way. What is happening, Dr. Corsi, in terms of what's going on in the White House, and also your take on this latest strike in Syria?
Well, I agree with Steve. I think there's a lot going on here. First of all, I don't see that Donald Trump has any enthusiasm to really expand a ground war in the Middle East. And this should not be taken as an indication that Donald Trump's ready to do a full John McCain and, you know, go insane sending troops into the Middle East for no real stated purpose. There's several messages. First of all, President Trump sent a message to the Democrats that if they think there's a bromance going on with Putin, they better reevaluate, because Putin's not particularly pleased about this most recent strike. Secondly, yes, the timing with China showing up, the real concern at the moment is not Syria, as tragic as the chemical attack was. And if you do believe it was from the government, and I'm not 100% sure yet it was from the government, the point is you've got a situation where Syria is tragic, but it's not like North Korea, which is increasingly representing a real threat even to the United States, developing missiles, talking about nuclear weapons. I don't see any way we could ignore what's going on in North Korea. And with the president of China meeting with Donald Trump and needing to send a message to North Korea and to China that we're serious, I think Donald Trump achieved that, you know, at the expense of a few cruise missiles being lobbed into Syria. That's my basic take on it.
Well, let me ask you, you know what, because we look at this, and I understand exactly what Dr. Pechenik is saying, that, you know, and to recap what he said that everybody was advised of this. Syria, Russia, our allies, as well as our enemies were advised of this, except for the Chinese. They were surprised by that. And so he believed that the true target of this missile strike was the hearts and minds of the Chinese leadership. I understand that. But at the same time, as many of us who supported Donald Trump and who voted for someone who is going to be a leader, who is going to make America great, who is going to be focused here domestically, we look at this and it looks like a betrayal on a certain level. And I guess that's the thing that many of us are concerned about. We don't want to see regime change. We don't want to see false flags being used. And it's almost like it's a little bit too clever by half. It looks a little bit too cunning, a little bit too scheming, a little bit too Machiavellian, like a Henry Kissinger type of move.
Well, I wouldn't overreact. I mean, first of all, I got to understand that Donald Trump does intend to have a strong military. And this is the first way to make it clear to the world that he's going to have a strong military and he's going to be willing to use it if it's necessary. I think he takes this opportunity. You know, it's kind of like negotiating with the unions in New York. He might do something with the unions that makes clear that he could come to terms with them or doesn't have to come to terms with them. And I've seen Donald Trump use tactics of this nature many times. But the point is that, you know, if you're really looking in North Korea, and I think this is aimed at North Korea more than anything else, that this North Korea has got to understand that their days are numbered if they're going to continue along this route of being reckless and really threatening the peace not only in Japan and that whole area of the world, but also even ultimately to the United States. So you're going to have a president, and Trump was going to be an active foreign policy president. And this is and he's going to use the military when he feels it's necessary to use the military. Now, I don't see anything that's really solidly regime change. Yes, there's noise that we've got to change Assad, and Assad's got to move aside, and all the rest of that. But I don't see that there's real planning that if Assad doesn't move aside, we're going to do anything about it.
Okay, so even though Rex Tillerson said steps are underway to remove Assad, you don't think that's really what's in line? You agree with Dr. Steve Pachinik that that's not really what's in view here?
I'm not taking it seriously at this time. I don't see that there's really any detailed follow-up planning to get in there and go to war to remove Assad. I don't think it's that important.
So you agree with Dr. Pachinik that this was a strategic message being sent to China. Let me ask you, though, about what's going on in the White House, because we've had a competition between different factions, and every White House is going to have different factions. Donald Trump invited that by getting different types of people in into his administration. But we've now seen Jared Kushner has now gone public that when it came to Obamacare, he brought in Zeke Emanuel, who was the architect of Obamacare, who had argued that we were not going to do repeal. And even though repeal had been what he had run on, that was something that was noticeably absent from the Ryan plan that Roger Stone believes was created by Boehner. Also, when we had the moves within the EPA, which were very strong, but they carefully avoided talking about the Paris Climate Treaty, which we never ratified with the Senate, but that Barack Obama signed and Kerry signed. So they kind of leave that structure there along with the endangerment statement. And then when we look at TPP and trade, Donald Trump got rid of TPP right away. But now Gary Cohen, who's aligned with Jared Kushner, is pushing back against NAFTA with the architect of TPP, Quinn. So what is your take on this? Do you believe that there is an undermining that is going on with the West Wing Democrats, as Politico calls them, of this agenda that Donald Trump campaigned on?
Well, I think, first of all, you got to understand Donald Trump will change his top staff and change it frequently. Very few people stay with Donald Trump for long periods of time. I mean, for instance, Michael Cohen is his long-term lawyer in New York. Michael's very loyal. I think Michael's a long-term keeper. There's very few others that I would necessarily think are in that category, and they'll be changed. Look, there were three changes of leadership, Corey Lewandowski in the campaign, and then Manafort, and finally Bannon and Kellyanne Conway. Mm-hmm. Priebus, I think, is at risk because Priebus could not get, with Ryan, delivered the votes to pass the whatever you want to call the Obamacare replacement. And Ryan assured the president that he had the votes. Priebus assured he had the votes. Well, Trump said, okay, I'll take your word for it. Let's see what happens. If they didn't deliver, now I think that makes Priebus a short timer. And also the other leaks that were coming out of Priebus's office, that Katie Walsh, who was fired, did not do well for Priebus. I think Priebus is on a short leash.
Yeah, he's very closely tied to Paul Ryan, both of them being from Wisconsin. I would agree with you on that. What do you think about Bannon's situation there at the moment? Because we've just seen him removed from the National Security Council this week. He said he's not going to quit, that he likes a gunfight. How do you read this there?
Well, I mean, first of all, I want to make it clear that I truly admire Steve Bannon and have, you know, through the course of the years, crossed paths with him, and I deeply respect Steve Bannon. Steve, in some ways, is his own worst enemy. He does not He's not the friendliest character in the world. He's not easy to interact with on a personal basis. He probably has had few friends in the White House. And I'm not sure that his ideological or policy advice is going to be as important to Trump ruling as it is not ruling. But you got to remember that Trump's now under pressure that everything he does, the Democrats are being completely acting like bad children, and they're being rebellious, and this resistance is really embarrassing to the Democrats. But Trump's got a very difficult. Let's just take Obamacare for a minute. The minute there'd be 20 million people, who'd lost insurance, the Democrats pushing 20 million grandmas off the cliff. So, Donald Trump wants to do this, and he wants to do it in the right way. Now, the way it's coming back, and the discussion from the Freedom Caucus of some of these pools for the truly sick being handled a special way, that's an important amendment to the legislation. And now we're talking about getting rid of some of the mandates. It's becoming worked around. Now, Trump, I think, thought that was going to happen in the Senate. He's going to be happy to let the legislative process have some of that happen now in the House. And Trump's very skillful at this. I mean, you can't judge every micro step he takes. If you'd seen Trump negotiate building buildings or working with the banks, it often wasn't pretty until the end. But the end always turned out he got what he wanted, and he succeeded, even in the Commodore Hotel, which was one of his first ventures. I thought was going to be a disaster.
We certainly hope that it's going to be coming back. And we'll talk about that when we come back from the break. I'll go over the talks about reviving a rework of Obamacare when we come back. Thank you so much, Dr. Jerome Corsi. Again, you can find him at Jerome_Corsi, and he is our Washington correspondent for InfoWars. Thank you very much, Dr. Corsi. We'll be right back.
My pleasure. Thank you.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
April 15th is coming soon, and every year you overpay billions in taxes. A new guide called Deduct Everything gives you 270 ways to cut your taxes immediately. Newsmax says Deduct Everything can save you $1,500 easily. Find secret deductions for your home, car, healthcare, college, job, even tax credits that are free money. Get Deduct Everything, a number one Amazon bestseller, or save $25 with our free offer at deducteverything.com. That's deducteverything.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey Water Filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click Big Berkey water filters. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. The crew was just reminding me that we've had all the different people who have cited with what Donald Trump did. We had Hillary and Schumer, and we had McCain and Lindsey Graham. We've had ISIS and Al-Qaeda. We've had Erdogan. We've had the European Union leaders. On the other side, we've had Rand Paul. We've had most of the talk show universe that helped to get Donald Trump in. We feel very betrayed by this. And then there is one more sign that we saw, and that was the fact we had two hurricanes drop down in Washington, D.C. yesterday. Not hurricanes, but tornadoes. Touched down, destroyed some cherry trees, as Wes pointed out. Maybe that's a sign that a displeasure and a little bit of irony there about lies. So, I don't know. You can read into that what you wish. I want to talk a little bit about the Obamacare issue that Dr. Corsi brought up at the end of the interview, but before we do, I just want to point out to you again that we now have Super Blue Fluoride Toothpaste in the bubblegum flavor, the new bubblegum flavor that's just arrived at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can get that with a two-for-one special if you are a subscriber to our free newsletter. If you're not a subscriber to our newsletter, go to InfoWars.com/newsletter. There you can sign up and get the information directly from us without it being filtered or censored or shoved off quietly to the side by social media or by Google. It's one way for us to stay in contact with you. And we offer you great deals on a daily basis like this one, buy one, get one free bubblegum toothpaste, only for our newsletter subscribers. Also, we have for everyone at InfoWarsStore.com, Caveman is finally back at InfoWarsStore. It's 33% off. This is for a limited time. We introduced Caveman. It sold out very quickly, and we now have it back in stock at 33% off. Caveman fuses super high-quality bone broth with more than 7 different primal superfoods to help support healthy muscles, fight free radicals, and much more. The things that it's infused with are things like turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, and, of course, bone broth. It's really the ultimate in paleo nutrition. It's why it sold out so very quickly, and it's now back in stock and 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Dr. Corsi was talking about Obamacare, and, of course, they're reworking it now. And I don't know if this is really going to be a repeal of Obamacare, which is what we were promised, what we voted for, or if this is going to be Obamacare 2.2. You know, slightly revised revision of Obamacare. One of the things I think is important to remember is that this is going to fail. As Donald Trump pointed out, if it keeps going down this road, it is guaranteed to fail. We should call it Venezuela care, because that is truly what it is, folks. You cannot sustain this, and we've seen the cost of insurance skyrocket for people who are buying it, but even the people who are supplying it can't make this work. Knoxville, Tennessee may be the first place that Obamacare could fail. And they're saying that by 2018, Humana is going to pull out of the exchange. That's going to be next year. Roughly 40,000 people will be without an option for a subsidized insurance policy unless another carrier steps in. And that's what's making it fail. It's the subsidization, okay? This will always fail. The only way that you're going to have affordable health care is not with mandates, not with subsidies, not with robbing one group of people and rewarding another, not by putting a gun to our head and forcing us to buy a particular policy from an insurance company, but to allow competition. And when we looked at the plan that Donald Trump had on his website, it had competition replacing coercion. It had choice that was being offered to people along with the information that we need in order to make those choices. So he was going to remove the restrictions on competition with insurance companies across state lines. He was going to give us the economic incentives to buy insurance in terms of being able to deduct it, having health savings accounts. If we don't have competition, if we don't have the information and the purchasing power, that is what will drive down costs. But the mandates will never drive it down. Now, Paul Joseph Watson is going to be coming up in the fourth hour. He's going to give us his take on what happened yesterday with the attack in Syria. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.